The University of West Florida community has responded to a call for Songs of Impact to inspire support of their fellow Argonauts amid the coronavirus pandemic. The public is now invited to participate in the campus competition by voting on the music and then donating to a UWF cause or initiative. This restyled version of Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles was submitted by Kong Nguyen and several fellow students who joined online in support of the Argo Pantry.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders says the idea for the Songs of Impact initiative came up in the early going of the campus closure and shift to remote operations due to COVID-19.
We were talking about how we could maybe inspire people, keep their spirits up, but also bring attention to some support groups that really help our students who found themselves in need.
Hello, my name is Veronica Rosa, and I'd like to play this song for the Student Emergency Relief Fund. Trapped in this room, cleaned the house, made lunch, 50 meetings on Zoom. What's left to do?
I remembered that most major eras or social movements have some music or song associated with it. You know, when you go all the way back to the American Revolution, you have Yankee Doodle Dandy, and the song has lived on. And in World War One, they sang Over There, and the Civil Rights Movement has We Shall Overcome, and the Women's Movement have I Am Woman, and a few others. And so I said, you know, we probably, this is a big enough and significant enough, not just national, but world event, we probably need some music to go with it.
These 3 months have changed, and things are not the same. But we will get through all, and we will stand tall.
This is UWF alum Carol Archie singing her original song, Argo Stand Strong, in support of Argo Pantry. University alumni, students, faculty, and staff were invited to participate in the competition. According to President Saunders, when they put out the call for songs and lyrics, they really weren't sure what to expect.
We didn't know. I don't know that I could write a song, and I thought, you know, we don't know how many are out there. But we had more than 50 submissions, and we gave it a fairly short turnaround time. More than 50 submissions, and they're all pretty good. They were vetted and culled down to 25, and I've listened to all 25, and they're awesome.
The submissions included a wide variety of songs, mostly original works, reflecting different musical genres, tone, style, and production value.
Someday after the COVID, there will be a day.
Some of them are very soulful, very poetic. Others just make you want to tap your foot and sing along.
When life gives you lemons, gotta make lemonade. When the sun is shining,
the winner will actually do a professional rendering of it and play it for the whole world.
New day, you can start fresh. Y'all think about a new day. Back
the recording the will take place at the WUWF studios. Additionally, the overall winner will receive a UWF bookstore gift card and will be given the opportunity to perform at UWF Homecoming. Individuals can cast votes for their favorite submissions once a day through the end of the voting phase on Friday, June 26th. Winners will be announced on Wednesday, July 1st. A reminder, the Songs of Impact entries have a specific focus on the coronavirus pandemic and its effect on UWF students. As the voting continues, Dr. Saunders acknowledges that some of the music and lyrics may take on different meanings for different people in these tense weeks following the controversial death of George Floyd.
I don't want to speak for all of my staff, but why not do another round? I mean, this has produced some really, really encouraging music, and I would be open to more.
For more information about UWF's Songs of Impact, to listen and cast your votes, visit uwf.edu/songsofimpact. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News. We can dream.